Season 2, Episode Number 15, Overcoming His Mental Blocks. Spring is upon us, and you know what? So are the new spring styles from Target. Check out the new styles from Joylab and all the spring accessories to complete your everyday spring looks. But what also comes with spring, people? Babies! Starting April 1st, and no, you're not an April Fool, Target is launching excellent deals on items such as 20% off baby registries. So this is what you want to do. If you're shopping at Target this week, press your podcast icon on your phone, go to your desktop, whatever it is, and you're going to look for the episode webpage. And I'm going to post the links in the show notes where you can tap, 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 click, 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 and shop, shop, shop away. Or make it even easier, head over to keepit100girl.com and the links are available right there for you to take advantage of these sales. So I'm Nina Babel. I am the founder and host of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. In case you're wondering, Keep It 100 simply means this. Nina keeps it real and true. No filters means me and my Keep It 100 Nation keep it real with no judgment. On my podcast, there's no boundaries, just uncut conversations where Nina talks to you like I talk to my own friends, whether they're male or female. But ultimately, I help both men and women. And today, especially you men, because April is a men focus month, but I help you all celebrate embarrassment in your lives. And so just think of all those awkward moments that you kept to yourself, or maybe you shared it with one special person, your BFF, your boy. But I call these Keep It 100 moments. This is where I get you all to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray cray. And listen, people want raw. They want real and raw. And you're going to be getting that today.
Now, if you were to look back side by side at the two people who are exactly the same people, but one has just evolved far more. And I try to live my life where I'm living it on purpose. Okay. That's all. Like, all I want to do is just make sure that I live my life on purpose.
So if you're a woman listening, but dying to know what other men are thinking, but not saying out loud, and if you're a man dying to know what women are thinking, but not saying out loud either, don't move because you're in the right place. So Nina has many private aha moments, and so do you. Join me today with my interview with Shannon Hernandez. Shan, the man, is an on-air personality with 20 years of broadcasting experience and now as a podcast producer. Currently, you can listen and tune in to Shan the Man at Hubbard Broadcasting and on air at 98 KUPD, The Official. So are you ready to keep it 100?
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
So as you heard earlier, Shannon is an on-air personality, which means he is a public figure. So I've said this from the beginning, and I will continue to say this, but we all are a product of our environment. So I asked Shannon to tap into that and share his younger self. And more importantly, this is the beginning of the mental blocks.
I grew up in a small rural town in northern Arizona called Baghdad, Arizona. And I grew up to a mom who's a stay-at-home mom and a dad who worked in a copper mine. And, you know, as a Hispanic family, it was very Hispanic, but I wouldn't say it's like, by some standards, it's like super Hispanic. But, you know, my mom made sure that she, you know, she took care of us. She fed us. I mean, back then I did have a problem with food because I didn't like food. I only liked certain foods. And, my mom to this day, she says she can't figure out where my distaste for vegetables and fruits ever came from. She just didn't understand why I stopped liking them because I used to like them when I was a kid between, I guess, you know, the time that you can start eating, you know, whole foods to about maybe 6 or 7. And I just stopped eating foods. I just only like certain foods. And I don't even know why I even turned into that person. And I think it was just out of being maybe the little kid, the baby, the spoiled child. And I was just very spoiled at that point in time. I was about 37. And I had been going through a number of personal problems. And there were some things that were really kind of eating at me and digging away personally with me. And there was still this refusal to eat food, real whole food, mentally, just vegetables, leafy greens. And that was a real hard mental block for me. And it wasn't until the mental block personally, there was something eating away at me personally about food, but it also had affected my personal life and my personal development of who I was.
So let's define mental block. It's an inability to recall some specific thing or perform some mental action. And you are not human if you don't experience mental blocks in your life. We all do. It may be just something temporary, and we all could relate to this, where we've misplaced something like our keys. Or on the flip, it could be your worst nightmare that just never goes away. But one thing that's in common between both is that you're going to hit this psychological wall, you know, that just doesn't move, and you got to break it down. Shannon explains how he powers through that feeling that we all could relate to of just being stuck. And throughout this whole episode, you're going to learn how he surpassed his mental blocks. So I'm going to let him start doing most of the talking, and I'm just going to shut up.
I was going through a really tumultuous, it was very, very turbulent phase of my life, where I was very, I was a big time womanizer, and I would just go to the bar and pick up on a girl and then move on to the next and then move on to the next, move on to the next. And pretty soon I started understanding that that's kind of how I did it with food. That's kind of how I did it with everything. It wasn't just women. It was everything. And it could have been job too. And it wasn't until one day that a friend of mine, her name is Christy. She came over, and at the time, you know, we both kind of had a romantic involvement with each other. But one day she came over, and like she, you know, she was trying to help me out. And it turned out that I ended up telling her, I can't do this right now. And then she says, what can't you do? And I said, this, I can't do this anymore. And at that point in time, and at that moment, I knew I had reached my low point, because there were a number of physical, emotional, spiritual problems, but mainly the physical was what was harming me the most.
So what was the physical, I was thinking as he was talking? And I really didn't expect this answer, but again, it's a true testament how my peeps keep it 100 nation keeps it 100. And Shan the Man kept it 100 right here, right now. Listen.
I was developing sciatic problems. My heart started to feel like it was ready to burst. My skin started to, I guess, you know, if I could make it sound like it's in the most extreme terms, but it wasn't that bad, but it was really just deteriorating away from my face. And my scalp was dry and it was bleeding, and my insides, my ears were bleeding. And every morning when I'd wake up, I felt horrible. You know, you're talking about a guy who used to smoke every day. You know, sometimes I smoke a pack a day. I drank every day. I didn't eat the best meals every day. And my body had just finally had, I was in submission at that point. And it said, you know, I've had enough. You've got to do something about this.
So this is the beginning and the first memory of the whole mental blocks. Shannon dug deep, to what he could remember, which was the weight gain. And in this segment, Shannon describes how it all started and, more importantly, how it manifested in his life. I mean, well to his late 30s.
That weight gain really started in college, the very first year of college, the freshman 15. And for me, it was more like the freshman 30. I didn't understand control back then. You know, you leave house for the very first time and you're like, oh, I can eat whatever I want without exercise. Where in high school, they have you always exercising, you're involved in activities, extracurricular, your metabolism's already high. But in college was when that all started, those bad behaviors started. And I had to recognize that later down the line when I was like around 37. And when I went back and thought about it, I had realized that it was the boxes of pizza that I would leave in my dorm room stacked every night. I'd eat a whole large pizza on my own. Wow. And I thought that was okay. I didn't think food mattered. And I would just eat that, and I would drink Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, you know, Sunkist, whatever was out on the shelves, very little water. You know, go to, and then when you're going to get dinner at the cafeteria, they have all this great food that's in front of you, cooked, you know, and all these foods that just help you when it comes down to studying. And I opted always to get a couple of bowls of cereal, and that was what dinner was. And that's where a lot of my weight gains had started. And it was just started out of like a lack of respect for the control or lack of control that I had. When I look back on it, I was wildly unfocused with not only eating, but just in school. I was a very average student in college. And I believe that weight gain affected numerous opportunities for me.
She laughed. What goes through any man's mind after he tells you that a woman has left? I think any woman naturally would think, well, what did he do? How did he screw up such a good thing? Well, in his case, there are good and bad reasons. And I think he had to take the high road, and he took the high road. And if something is meant to be, and in this case, it was more than a friendship, but I think the friendship came back because it was just meant to be.
The day she left, and I remember the day she left, she kissed me, and I knew that was going to be the last kiss that I would ever give her, because from that point forward, she would only be my friend. And because I didn't want to drag her in on what was going on at that moment. I mean, just, I don't believe anyone deserves to go through what I had to go through personally. And I remember I went, and I didn't have very much money, and I went to the gym by my house, and I paid for a $130 gym membership. And I started exercising every day. And I told myself, I'm going to go every day for at least 15 minutes a day just to do it, just so I can get rid of this pain in my leg. Because that was the one thing that was bothering me the most, was the pain in my leg. And I said, I'm going to go every day for 15 minutes, and I'm just going to see what happens. I started eating healthier, and I started combining this weight loss. I started combining these very basic practices of wellness with eating and exercising. And over the course of 6 months, I had found that I had gone down from like 177 pounds, 180 pounds, to about 160. And I had felt the best that I had ever felt, you know, since high school. And it was life-changing for me. And that's why I believe that my friend Christy, she was the main motivator, and she continues to be the closest friend that I have. to this day, because if it wasn't for her, I think I probably would be dead at this point, because I was just abusing myself with foods and bad behaviors. I mean, my philosophy is that if you have one bad behavior in one area of your life, it likely bleeds into another area of your life where there's more bad behavior.
Facts. This next clip is totally unadulterated mental block that men will not admit, not even to their closest boy. But you know what? It was Shannon's rock bottom moment that I call a keep it 100 moment.
The rock bottom moment was actually a very intimate moment where we were very intimate at that moment in time. And physically, I just was not able to do, let's just put it this way. I wasn't able to perform the way I feel like I could have performed as a man. Okay. But at that time, she felt as though that wasn't a problem or an issue, but I knew that was an issue. And that was just, you know, that was, I guess, the catalyst at the end of the day. It was like, I guess you could say, when you have a big pile of sticks, or you have a big pile of rocks, there's something that's holding these pile of rocks or sticks. And then all it takes is just one final thing to be laid on top of that pile. And for me, intimacy was that final thing. Being intimate with a woman for me was paramount for my further relationships. And at the time, all I was doing was just womanizing. And so when we were getting intimate, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it physically, but mentally I couldn't do it. It was the final straw that broke the camel's back. And I had to tell her no. And it was the hardest thing for me to tell her, because I had told, it's that line that you hear in movies all of the time. You hear, it's not you, it's me. And she was like, I don't get it. Oh yeah. I mean, it sounds awkward and weird. I mean, and I don't want to sound like as though it's, I just don't want it to sound awkward. I mean, I guess that's why it's an embarrassing moment, but it's that moment when you are getting intimate and as a man, you just cannot perform. And it was embarrassing. That was awkward, but it was so enlightening.
Huh? But it was awkward. You made that assessment, but it sounded like when you revealed that story earlier, your partner at the time didn't feel like that was an issue. But you were convincing her.
I think she was being
nice.
Yeah, I think she was being nice to me at the time, because like there was just no way that was going to be happening at any point in time. And I just knew it, and she was just being nice about it, and it was weird and it was awkward, and she and I don't really speak of it, but we know that it was an awkward moment. So so we just kind of brush it off, and Christy continues to be so close to me to this day.
So I'll tell you this, because females' first instinct after this type of situation is to go into saving face mode. This is when we realize, you know what, I don't have a leg to stand on. How do I salvage this? I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for him. How do I not make him feel embarrassed? Have you been there?
I can't. She was like, is it someone else? I mean, she ran the gamut of questions. And I told her, no, it's not you. It's not anyone else. It's not. It's just, it was this moment where I had felt an enormous amount of guilt from the lack of control that I had in my life for all those years. And there we were in my bedroom and just staring up at the ceiling. And I'm just like almost to the verge of like tears, but I'm more disappointed in the fact that I had allowed myself to get to this point, and it had to be at that moment with someone. From that moment forward, I was like, I never want to bring someone down into my dirt the way I did with Christy. that's why she's so close to me. She's still close to me to this day. You could say we still have like this crush on each other at this point in time, you know, but we keep it as very close friends. She leads her own life. I lead my own life. I'm very supportive of her, and she does the same for me.
Are you visiting Washington, D.C. this spring? I am one of the first selected groups to host their new platform called Airbnb Experiences starting in April. In fact, April 4th. This experience is perfect for those of you out there listening who appreciate colorful street art and you want those unique DC backdrops to add to your good Instagram-worthy photos to your feed or just in general. If you're local, new in town, or passing through DC, look, I'm going to show you some Instagrammable photo opportunities with me as your photographer. And a lot of you probably don't know, but I am on the side a professional photographer. I shoot anything from New York Fashion Week, lifestyle shots, as well as engagement shoots. I'm kind of outing myself here. And I think I'm just ready to tell the world all this. But nevertheless, murals in DC not only help revitalize all these DC corridors, they promote tourism. And many visitors want to learn all the historical and symbolic elements expressed through local mural art, otherwise known as street art. And by the way, it's a cool way to see DC neighborhoods outside of those typical tourist traps located right there in the nation's capital. So if you're looking for that local feel, you can DM me directly. So if you want to find me on Insta, you can find me using the handle NI, B as in boy, A as in alpha, photos, NIBA photos on Instagram. And you know what? I will make a link available on the keepit100girl.com page, so you could check me out there. And from there, I don't have the link for Airbnb yet, but certainly if you want to follow me on Facebook, Insta, Snapchat, we could connect there too. So it's now 6 months later, and Shannon's game is so next level now.
I had met her for coffee and she saw how much weight I had lost and she was like blown away. She's like, I can't even believe how much weight you lost. And I told her, this isn't the end though. There's a lot more that needs to be worked on. And she's like, what do you mean? She didn't know that I was striving to be more than just the guy who lost weight. I wanted to be someone who I could go into life and just and kind of emulate what my father had done for every one of his family members, was that where people look to my dad as that guy where he gives the wisdom and the advice that they need because they don't know what to do, and he'll give the best advice whether they take it or not. He'll give the best advice. And I really kind of wanted to be, I wanted to follow in those footsteps, because to me, my dad is, to me, one of the most noble men that I'll ever meet. He'd say he isn't. My dad is certainly, he'll certainly say that he has flaws. But for a man who's been married for 54 years to the same woman and continues the daily routines of diet and exercise every day and has always given me the best advice, only for me to learn that that advice he gave me 20 years ago still rings true to this day. I was like, that's the model that I want to be after right there, my dad. And whether I'm married or not, I want to be able to help people in general. I want to help them get beyond what is mentally blocking them, whether it be weight loss, whether it be getting to the gym, whether it be starting a podcast, whether it's starting their own website, their own online business, doesn't matter. Where it is all rooted is in the mind and telling yourself, I can do this, but I don't know where to start. And a lot of the times you just have to start. That's all it is. You just have to start and you have to tell yourself you're going to do this. I want to be completely the best version for myself so that when I do meet the right woman, that I can support her when she is falling down or stumbling, but she has to be on the path to equally be working hard on herself too. I'm not just going to be there to hold you up all of the time.
It's all about right here and right now.
Of where I have, where I started and where I am now, I'm in a much better place than I am now. In those 4 years, I have been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, which is a more common condition that women get. And when I found out that I had hypothyroidism, I thought, well, why me? And I fell into a depression, and I had realized that when I fell into a depression about this time, this time last year, I had learned that there was still work that needed to be done mentally. I'm a better person than I was from that moment I was in my bedroom with Christy than I am. You know, I'm a better person now than I was then. And there's a sense of pride that goes with that. I no longer drink anymore. I don't smoke anymore. And I'll still go to a bar every now and again, but it's always a funny exchange because people always ask me, would you like a drink? Would you like a beer? Would you like a shot? And I go, no, I don't drink. I just, I can come and have fun at the bar without alcohol or booze. And I've learned to now control those influences that might lead me down the right path, because all the work that I've done up to this point, I don't want to see just go down the drain.
The womanizer versus the father role. So he played one, which is the womanizer, and he aspires to be the other, which is the father figure. And without giving it all away, Shannon describes his embarrassing moment to feeling emotionally empty in this next clip. Especially when he talks about one night stands and how they just don't cut it anymore.
The womanizer thing, I think, was just, it was a fantasy that I had dreamed of as a child. At the time, HBO and Cinemax were around. You'd see all these, whatever movies that were out late night. And I was like, oh, I want that. I want that. I want that. And not realizing that those are fantasies. They're cool for a very short time, but they're just fantasies. Now, the fantasy is very cool if you're intimate with someone and it's just the single person. Right. And I definitely have had that. But the one night stand just doesn't cut it for me anymore. Because it leaves me emotionally empty. Men tend to have a little bit more emotion that they wear on their sleeve than I think women do. Women still they still have this emotion, but men, for whatever reason, they get wrapped up in it when there's a breakup or whatever, and they just can't get over it.
Right.
And I knew at that moment, I knew that I wanted to have a relationship with a woman who was mentally strong, who took care of herself physically, mentally, and emotionally. But I had to learn for myself that when I look for a woman, that it doesn't mean that I judge them based off of what I see them doing. But typically, I'm tipped off real fast by who they are based off of what I see in their personal life and how they handle things. And it's like I know myself so well to know that when I see someone else doing something, that they may be working on it or they may not be working on it. And having that intellectual and emotional connection too is very important to me. It's very rare that men have this connection. They possess it, but they don't know how to harness it. Women call it intuition and men have it, but men have it, but they have to learn it. Women just have it. And so I believe that men have to work on this intuition every day to reach that feminine side. A man, I believe, is more masculine and more manly if he understands his feminine side even more.
There's a difference between a man and a woman's intuition.
Women have intuition. They have it. Men have to learn it, though. That's when I was like, okay, and now I know I'm on the right path. Now I know that I'm doing the right things. I'm focusing on building the strength physically. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a big guy, I'm not a muscular guy, but I am strong for, being functional. I don't like to look at things in regret or blame, because I believe that does more damage down the line to yourself. You have to forgive yourself for the decisions that you had made in the past. And you have to forgive others for their decisions, for what they made in the past.
And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show. Every week, I give you that fist bump to help you improve your game. So today, we talked about all the mental blocks in your life, more importantly, in a man's life. In Shannon's case, it started from young, and it manifested, to other, which you want to call bad behaviors, that he mentioned that could have killed him. Be honest with yourself. And if you're going through something similar, no matter relationship-wise, career-wise, family-wise, any situation, I think you can do the following. List all your bad behaviors. This is where you need to be honest with yourself. Again, I have to emphasize that. Remember the times and reflect on the times where you felt happier. What brings you joy? What makes you more creative and more you? Make a list of those items too, and I want you to have them side by side. Also, I want you to look at old pictures and listen to music that reminds you of the better days. Visualize yourself back in those spaces, environments, and level up from there. Whatever brings you joy in those spaces is what you want to focus on. Nina is here to empower you every week and give you your weekly dose of self-confidence and help you realize your worth. On my show, we celebrate embarrassment, recognize what it takes to have more self-love, and those life lessons that make you go, sheesh. I may even suggest things that'll make you say, has she lost her mind? But the fact that you all are continually being honest and open, I have to say, makes me happy, because it's just a true testament of what Keep It 100 really means to everyone. And guess what? We're not even finished. Shannon had a whole lot more to say. And I'm going to feature this on a future episode called Loving Yourself First. So tune in next week for the sequel, where he mansplains it all and gives his best advice. Before you go, if you really like this episode or any other one, kindly leave me a rating and 5-star review, whether it's on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music. I rely on it because you know what? It helps me stand out. It helps me stick out from the crowd. And it helps women and even men understand each other better and keep it 100 with each other. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to keep it 100 this week. Nina keeps it real. She keeps it true. Smooches.